兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
高兴今天安息圣日，我们都可以聚集在神的圣堂，一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that on this Sabbath day, all of us can be here together in God's holy temple to worship Him.
过去这两个星期小弟被安排到芝加哥教会跟太平洋教会协助灵恩布道会，所以就不在我们云林教会聚会。
In the past 2 weeks, I wasn't here because I was assigned to assist the evangelical service in Chicago and Pacifica Church.
那我们今天能够再一次的聚集在安息圣日的时候，来学习神的话语，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And today we can all gather on Holy Sabbath day to learn about God's work, and may the Lord bless us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考，以歌唱来到西安朝见神。
And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you the topic of come before the Lord with praises to Zion.
我们最近读经进度在都在读上行诗。
And in our Bible reading schedule is now on Psalm.
就是 Psalm of Ascent.
就是 Psalm of Ascent.
就是从120篇开始到134篇呢，这15篇都是诗篇。里面特殊的一组诗是上行诗。
And in Psalm 120 to 134, these are a special psalms called the Psalm of Ascents.
那这个就是在每一篇的诗篇的开头的时候，都特别注明是上行之诗。
And in that, in every chapter before the beginning of the chapter, it would says that it is.This a song of ascents.
那所以这一组十五篇的诗篇组呢是最特别的。
And so these 15 psalms are very special.
那这是经过编辑把它放在一起的。
And they were edited and they were put together.
那在第120篇一开头的时候，上行诗特别注明或作登阶诗。
And in Psalm 120, a song of ascents, it says it's a
song of degree. 120篇哈。
Yeah.
没有哈，就是 song of degree， 就是登阶梯的时候哈，一阶一阶的时候唱诗的。
And so it's called a psalm of degree, which is like you are ascending on a ladder, one step at a time.
所以。这一组的十五篇的诗篇呢，一般来说，他们认为是当时候以色列选民呢，他们从各地方要到圣殿朝见神的时候，在路上所唱的。
And so these 15 chapters are the psalms that the Israelites will sing, when they were on their way to the holy temple.
那有人说，他们人到了，或者是到了圣殿之后，他们诗班呢？要从外院进到内院，所以从妇女院 到以色列院里面，这个不同的地区，有阶梯，每登一阶的时候就唱一首诗篇这样。
And it was says that,
一共有十五阶。
It was says that the choir, when they reach the temple, when they come from the outer yard inside the inner yard, there's a different level, therefore there's stairs that they need to take, and so each steps they need to sing a different song.
那比较共同的看法是，以色列选民按照律法的吩咐，一年三次要从各地到锡安，就是到圣殿去朝见神。
And so a more common belief is that the Israelites needs to go to the temple in Zion 3 times a year to come before the Lord.
那他们从各地方要上到耶路撒冷的圣殿，都是要往上行，就是要爬山的。
And so when they come from every other locations or every other areas towards Jerusalem, they always have to go, always have to go up the hill or the mountain.
因为耶路撒冷城建在2500尺高的这个高地上。
Because Jerusalem is on a very high level, about 2500 feet.
那所以他们从各地方基本上都是到朝见神都是上坡路。
And so when they come,to the temple to come before the Lord, they always will have to ascend.
那在这个路上呢，这个途中呢，他们有人说，他们有十五个站，就是有十五个 stop。那每一站呢，都要唱一篇诗歌。
And they said that on the way to Jerusalem, there are 15 stops, and in at every stop, they need to sing a psalm.
啊, 那等到唱完的时候就到了。
And when they finished the psalms, then they reached Jerusalem.
那后来又有一个说法是，以色列百姓他们被掳到外邦以后，他们从外邦归回神的圣殿。
And another explanation is that after the Israelites were exiled and they were to return to Jerusalem to the temple of God.
当他们从被掳之地归回到圣城来的时候，在这个路上也经过了一些波折。那他们这个这一段路程，也就是唱诗篇，这上行诗啊，来赞美神、歌颂神的救赎。
And on the way back, they also encounter many obstacles, and therefore in each one, they also sing one of these psalms, the song of ascents.
那就个人来说呢，这一组上行诗呢，也代表我们每一个人这个属灵生命的成长的过程。
And so personally to us, this song of ascents, this psalm is our journey in our walk of faith.
也就是说，我们 都希望能够最后能够在神面前能够见到神，亲眼见到神。
That's to say that our end goal is that we can come before the Lord and we can see Him.
我们本来就好像都是聚集在这个世界上的聚集客，现在从各地方大家聚在一起到神面前来领受神的福气，来聆听神的信息。
We are all sojourners in this world, and then we are on our way home to listen to see our God and to listen to Him.
好，所以上行诗这15篇里面呢，我们看到这个不一样的程度，就是说我们人从一个凌晨比较低的状态进到最后，真的会不管在什么情况都会向神高声欢呼的那种属灵的高点。
And so these 15 songs of ascents describe our life from the very lower state of our faith into the highest when we are able to sing praises to God in every situation.
那这15篇呢，从120篇开始，基本上可以把它分成5组，每3篇1组。
And so in these 15 chapters of Psalm, we can divide them into 5 parts, and each part have 3 Psalms.
那所以从120篇到122篇就是一组的诗。
And some from Psalm 120 to 122, this is one group.
所以每3篇就是一组就对了。And
every three psalm is a group.
那一般我们在读这篇这一个上行诗的时候，通常3篇一起读。And
when we are reading the songs of ascents, we need to read 3 chapters at a time.
因为每一篇都很短，就只有7-8节而已。Because
each chapter is very short, only 7 or 8 verses.
所以如果只有读一篇呢，因为有时候那个意思没办法连贯。
If we are only to read one chapter at a time, sometimes we are not able to connect the meaning.
那读完之后，有时候你还会觉得说，好像很多东西好像重复了。And
after you finish it, it seems like a lot of things were repeated.
其实他是在谈我们人的这个跟神的关系，会进到不同的阶段里面来的。But
indeed, it was actually talking about our relationship with God and the different stages that we were in.
那这三篇一小组的这个结构呢，实际上在说明今天我们人的要来朝见神，他的原因，然后他会领受的效果，以及神要给的祝福。
And so all these 3 psalms that were grouped together into a section is actually talking about the reasons why one will come before the Lord and the result of him coming before the Lord and also the blessings that they will receive.
所以第一篇，比如说第120篇呢，他就会谈到我们人一开始就是有苦难，心里很难过，现在要来朝见神，得到神的帮助。
For example, Psalm 120 begins with how our life is full of suffering and distress, and we need to come before the Lord to see Him.
所以人就是有苦难，所以才会想要来见神，来求神帮助。
Because we have sufferings that we want to come before the Lord and ask for His help.
然后第二篇呢，他就会提到，当人愿意来到神面前求帮助的时候，神一定会给我们帮助。
And the second psalm will talk about how when we come before the Lord and ask for His help, He will definitely do so.
好，那神的帮助呢？他接下去第三篇一定会提到，这个帮助是跟神的锡安，就是跟神的圣殿 跟神本身有关系，一定是神会从锡安赐平安、赐福气给每一个来瞧见他的人。
And on the third psalm, it will mention that how this Zion had how the psalms and has a lot to do with this place Zion. And when we come to this place, we will definitely see God and how God will give us blessing in this place.
那这个锡安就代表神的居所。
And Zion represents God's dwelling.
也代表神的圣殿。
And also represents God's holy temple.
所以就像我们今天来到神面前，来到教会，要来敬拜神。
Just like today, we come to church to worship Him.
那所以这样的一个组合呢，每三篇哦，都是一个单元，有人的苦难，有神的帮助，有神从锡安来的是平安福气。
And so all these three psalms that were put together into sections represents God.
我们人的苦难 affliction.
That afflictions of men, and then we come to Zion to see,
得到神的帮助。
We come to Zion and gain help from God, and also the blessings that we receive from Him.
就是这个，而且这个锡安都要特别强调神的平安福气从锡安来的。
And it also emphasized that.God's peace and blessings come from Zion.
那 这样的一个三篇的一组里面、啊、都有一篇、啊、是有作者的名字，有署名的，是谁做的诗篇呢？
And these three psalms that were put into a section, it always specify who is the author.
比如说第一组的120篇到122篇，第122就是大卫的诗。
And for example, from Psalm 122 mentioned, this is a song of ascents of David.
123-125这第二组里面呢，在第中间那一篇120篇，就是也是大卫的诗。
And Psalm 123-125, we can see that this section in Psalm 124 also, this is the song of David.
好，那以下去看，你就继续看，一样都会看到。有大卫署名的诗，或者是所罗门，有一篇是所罗门的诗。
And if you continue on, you'll see that most of it is the song of David, but there are some that is written by Solomon.
那我们今天要从这整组的上行诗里面来思考这个主题。我们用欢呼歌唱的那个心情来到锡安朝见神。
And so we will look at the Song of Ascents today, and we will use the topic "Come before the Lord with praises to Zion" as our.
我们现在请看120篇的第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 122, verse 1.
第一节说：“我在急难中求告神，他就应允我。”
In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and He heard me.
这个在急难，我在很压力很大的时候，是什么样的压力呢？
And here it says we're in distress. What kind of distress are we going through?
从第二节就看出来，主啊，求你救我脱离说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头。
First two said, "Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue."
为什么要神救他脱离这些谎言啊跟诡诈呢？
Why is it that he's asking God to deliver him from all lying lips and deceitful tongue?
是因为在第五节特别说，他聚居在米色住在基达的帐篷当中，是有祸了。
And because in verse 5 it says, woe is me that I dwell in Meshach, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar.
第六节特别说，我跟那个恨恶和睦的人许久同住。
Verse 6 says, my soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace.
第七节，我愿意和睦，但是我一发言，他们就要征战，就是要跟我吵架。
Verse 7, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
所以在这一篇一开头，我们就看到这个要来朝见神，他第一个就是觉得他在这样一个外邦地寄居很苦。
And so, and from this first psalm, we can see that this person who is going to come before the Lord, he is living in the land of Gentile, and that is an affliction for him.
就让我们看到，当一个人要来朝见神的时候，一定是他内心有一个需要。
And so we can see from here that before someone comes before the Lord to see God, and there's a need in his heart.
那今天如果我们觉得一无所缺，我们什么都没有需要的，通常我们不会想要去拜神或来朝见神。
Nowadays, if we feel that we are lack nothing and we have everything, then there's no need for us to want to come before the Lord.
当然，我们在主里面的小孩，他们一出生的时候就在教会里面长大了。
And of course, a lot of our children grew up in the church.
很自然的，反正父母亲带着他们就来到教，每个安息日都来到教会。
And very naturally, they come to church every Sabbath.
他们可能不会觉得说我有什么需要，我今天为什么要来教会敬拜神？
They probably will not feel that there's a need, and why do I need to come to church today to worship God?
那这个就是，其实是因为在神的恩典底下，所以我们一无所缺啊。
That is because we are living under the grace of God, so we lack nothing.
但是渐渐的，我们一定长大以后，我们会慢慢发现说，哎，我们都需要这样一个神，这样一个信仰，来支撑我们的每一天的生活。
But gradually, as we grow up, we realize that we need this God and we need faith to sustain our life.
因为在生活当中，我们一定要碰到困难。
Because in our life, we are sure to encounter difficulties.
不管今天我们有多少学问，我们在社会上有多少地位，或者是有多少权力。
And regardless how high our education is, or how high of our status, or how much power we have in society.
每一天，我们都经历生活上的挣扎。
Every day we struggle.
所以，你看，当我们人有需要的时候，我们很自然的有这个信仰，我们就知道我们要来到神面前祈求神的解决。
And so when we encounter, when we feel that we have needs, then very naturally we'll want to seek after God and ask for His help.
所以说，我们说要朝见神，第一个一定是我们觉得我们有需要。
And so first, the first thing when we want to come before the Lord, the first thing is that we have needs.
从这120篇一开头的时候，他觉得需要就是他现在住在这个外邦人当中，他的周围环境所讲的话语基本上都是谎言诡诈的话。
And in Psalm 120, this person feels that he's living in the land of Gentiles and everything that were said were just deceitful and lying words.
那你看，真的这个从这一篇里面，那个作者他觉得说，他是聚集在外邦人当中啊，他受这个环境的影响很大啊，他在这当中没有办法享受真正的和平。
And so we can sense from this psalm that the author is living among the Gentiles. He was greatly influenced by his surrounding, and he were not able to experience peace.
你看，我们今天如果在我们生活当中没有和平或没有平安，对我们来说是一个很大的压力。
And if you are living in an environment where there is no peace, to us that will be very great pressure.
那有些人承受不起压力的时候，就进入忧郁里面了。
And when some people were not able to handle the stress, then they will fall into depression.
我们的家人如果没有办法跟我们讲和睦的话，一开口就要骂我们或者是指责我们的时候，我们其实心里面是很难过的。
If we are not able to converse peacefully with our family members and every word is like war, then we'll feel very sad in our heart.
我们去工作的时候，我们的同事如果都跟我们讲不和睦的话，我们去工作的时候其实压力很大。
If we go to work and we're not able to talk in harmony or in peace with our coworkers, then it will become a great stress to us.
那所以其实这样的这120篇的描述，我们今天每一个人在生活里面多少都可以体会到的。
And so what was mentioned in Psalm 122, some of us might experience this more or less.
没有和平哦，在人之间没有和睦，其实对我们来说是一个很大的苦难。
When there's no peace with our interaction with people, to us, this is a great affliction.
有时候苦难不见得是因为一定要身体患重大疾病。
Sometimes affliction might not necessarily come from suffering from great illness.
常常都是我们心里的压力，我们心里的苦最严重的。
A lot of time, the most severe one is coming from the suffering in our heart.
这个时候怎么办？
And what do we do now?
他说我在极难中，我就要求告神，他就要应允我。
He says that I'll come to Zion and I will call out to the Lord and he will answer me.
所以他现在有这个需要，他要来到神面前祈求神帮助，
祷
告神。So
he has a need now to come before the Lord to pray to him.
那他现在要来求见神呢，第一件要解决的事情就是要让他的嘴唇能够干净。
And so the first thing he is need to do in order to come before the Lord is to cleanse his lips.
这也成为我们今天要来朝见神我们第一个要求。
And this is also one requirement that we need to have before we come before the Lord.
你看他说第二节说，主啊，求你救我脱离说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头。
Verse 2, he mentioned, Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue.
那这个说谎的嘴唇、啊、诡诈的舌头没有一个人喜欢的。
And so no one likes lying lips and deceitful tongue.
但有时候我们也有可能变成是说谎的嘴唇以及有诡诈的舌头的人。
But sometimes we might become a person who has lying lips and deceitful tongue.
因为我们在这样一个不和睦到处都是谎言的环境当中，有时候我们不知不觉会被影响，我们也不知道。
Because when we are living in this world without peace and without harmony, sometimes we are unknowingly we're being influenced.
所以今天我们要能够真的朝见神、看到神，有一个很重要的要求。
And today for us to come before the Lord to actually see Him face to face, there's one very important requirement.
要求神洁净我们的心跟我们的口。
And we must ask God to cleanse our lips and our mouth.
你看，当以赛亚先知他见到异象的时候
，When Isaiah saw the vision.
我们现在看以赛亚书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah verse 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
这是神显召以赛亚要去传他的信息的时候，给他看异象。
This is the vision that God showed Isaiah when He was calling him to preach.
神要神让以赛亚看到。神坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下来，遮满圣殿。
And God let Isaiah saw that he was on this throne, and his garment has spread all over the throne.
第二节、第三节就看到啊、那在神的宝座周围有这些撒拉弗势力，他们不断的在呼喊歌颂神。
In verses 2 and 3, there was a seraphim and a cherubim that are continuously praising God.
那这个时候他见到了这个、以赛亚他见到了神的荣耀。
And there Isaiah saw God's glory.
第五节。
Verse 5.
那时候我就说祸灾我灭亡了因为我是在嘴唇不洁的人、我是嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的民中又因为我眼见大君王万军之神。
Verse 5, so I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
在这里，你看这个先知呢，当他见到了神的荣耀以后，他马上看到自己的污秽。
Here we see the prophet, after he saw God's glory, he was able to see his filth.
他的污秽就是在他嘴唇不洁净。
His filth is in his unclean lips.
而且他这个不洁净的嘴唇，其实也是因为住在嘴唇不洁的民当中被影响的。
And he has unclean lips because he's dwell in the middle of the people with unclean lips.
所以他呼喊祸灾，我有祸了。
So he cried out, "Woe to me!"
那当他有这样一个自觉的时候
，When he realized this,
这个时候你看一个撒拉弗就他说飞到他的眼前，手里拿着红炭。啊、这个炭是从坛上取下来的，就来沾他的口，说你洁净了。
Verse 6, then one of the seraphim flew to him with a live coal and put and taken with the tongs from the altar and touched his mouth with it and say, now your lips is clean.
因为你的罪已经被除掉了，你的罪恶已经赦免了。
Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged.
好、哦，所以这个就是啊，当一个人他要见到神以前，一定要先把他的这个嘴唇话语上的污秽把它除掉。
And so this is illustrating before a man came before the Lord, he has to cleanse his mouth.
所以我们今天要来朝见神的第一个步骤，其实就是要谨慎我们的舌头。
And so the first thing we need before we come to the Lord is to restrain our tongue.
我们来到教会啊、跟弟兄姐妹互动的时候。
When we come to church and we interact with brothers and sisters,
我们一定要小心我们的话语。
We need to be careful of the words.
我们来到神面前，要真的能够看到神，我们很自然会用我们的口来歌颂神。
And so when we come to the Lord and we see God, then very naturally we'll use our mouth to praise God.
但是如果我们的嘴唇是不洁净的人，我们的赞美怎么会被神悦纳呢？
But if our lips are unclean, then how can our praise be acceptable to God?
所以今天我们来到神面前要来见神，这是我们的需要，但是也是我们的立志，我们想要求神帮助我们解决这个问题。
And so when we come before the Lord today, that we have needs, but also we have made determination that we want to ask God to help us solve our problems.
所以当我们常常来见到神的人呢，我们一定会越来越圣洁，我们的污秽就越来越少了。
And so a person who see God often, he will become more and more clean and holy.
这也就是我们今天如果常常真的在朝见神的人呢，我们的属灵的生命会活泼，我们的灵性会增长。
And for someone who see God often, then his faith, is very lively, and his spirituality will continue to grow.
那所有这一切的作为，其实都从我们的心开始的。
And so all of these stems from our heart.
所以我们来朝见神，我们要带什么呢？
So what do we take to come before the Lord?
我们看弥迦书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Micah chapter 6.
弥迦书第六章。
Micah chapter 6.
第六章看第六节。
Chapter 6 verse 6.
六章六节说我朝见神，在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？
With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old?
这里这个应该是先知呢，他当时候在自我反省。
Here the prophet is self-reflecting.
也在责备当时的百姓。
And also rebuking the people at the time.
我现在要来到至高神的面前敬拜他，要见他的面，我要献上什么？我要带什么来
？Now I'm coming before the God Most High. What shall I take to come before Him?
不是要带很多的牛羊来献祭。
It's not to bring a lot of calf for offerings.
其实是要带我们一个谦卑痛悔的心来。
But instead, we bring a heart of humility and repentance.
所以第八节。
So verse 8.
世人啊，神已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么？就是要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
成就了，所以我们看到说，我们一开头要来朝见神这样一个动作。是的，我们有困难，我们想要求神帮助，所以听我们祷告，但是我们的心很关键。
And so we can see that, yes, we come before the Lord, we have needs, and we want to ask for His help. But a key point is that we need, our heart is very important.
我们 要常常去靠神的帮助，勒住我们的舌头。
And we must restrain our tongue through the help from God.
因为有时候我们话讲多了，就难免会有错，会有过失的。
Because sometimes when we spoken a lot of words, it's inevitable to make some mistakes.
但如果我们都有这样一个愿意能够真的见到神的这个心智呢，神会帮助我们，让我们在这个嘴唇上成为洁净的人。
But if we have the will to come before the Lord, then ask for His help, then He will help us to restrain our tongue.
好，那我们现在再看回来诗篇第123篇。
And let's turn back to Psalm 123.
诗篇123篇。
Psalm 123.
这是第二组的诗。上行诗。
This is the second section of the Song of Ascent.
好，所以120篇到122篇是第一组，现在123篇是另外一组。
And so from Psalm 120 to 122 is a section, 123 is another section.
那第123篇他这里说，坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目。
And 123 begins with, Unto you I lift my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens.
他向神举目就是在仰望从神来的帮助。
And so lifting up his eyes means that he is longing after the help from God.
所以第二节说，看啊，仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手，使你的眼睛怎样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望主我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
First, to behold, as the eyes of servant look to the hands of their master, and as the eyes of a maid to the hands of the mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until He has mercy on us.
这个是另外一种苦难，他很希望神能够施怜悯帮助。
It's a different kind of affliction. He looked forward to God to deliver his help.
为什么是这样子，眼睁睁的这样在等待神的这个怜悯呢？
Why is it that he sit with his eye open, waiting for God's mercy?
因为第三节说，我们被藐视已经到了极处了。
It says that, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt.
我们被藐视，然后第四节说，我们被那些安逸的人的讥笑和骄傲人的藐视已经到极处了。
First four said our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud.
也就是说，你看，这第二组的他的苦难就是他在人面前、哦、是被轻视的、啊、是被讥笑的，所以 好像是被人家当笑话在看待。
And so, in the second section, this person was a scorn to others. He was mocked and despised, and he was almost like a joke.
啊，所以当然，你看我们今天有时候肉体的病痛还可以忍受，有时候被人的话语的羞辱，哦、我们就吞不下去了。
You see, sometimes we might be able to endure pain from our illness, but then when we were mocked by others, this pain is almost unbearable.
哦，所以有时候我们人哦，有因为会有一些很不愉快的事情，都是因为一句话被激怒起来的。
And a lot of unpleasant things in our life, it's sometimes stems for just one word.
那这里第120篇，我们看到这个时候，这个诗人的苦，他说。我们被藐视已经到顶点了，就是已经没有办法忍下去了。
And so, verse 123, this person was at the end of his rope, and it is exceedingly filled.
啊，对方那个讥笑的人是那个骄傲的人。
And so, the person who laughed at him is a proud man.
是那些安逸的人，就是他们是生活很优渥的人，就是。可能是富有人。
Those who scorn at him is those who are at ease, and probably this is referring to those who are rich.
那相对来说，这个作者本身就是一个贫穷人，就是没有什么地位，他在人面前是被轻视、瞧不起的。
So we can deduct that the author is someone who is not rich and who is normally looked down upon by other people.
那其实，当我们有这样一个啊，我们心理上的需求的时候。这就是我们要来到神面前的一个原因。
When we have this need in our heart, this is the time when we need to come before the Lord.
所以你看，主耶稣基督的福音要给谁呢
？And if we look at it, who is the God's gospel of salvation for?
这个福音要给那个心灵贫穷人。
And this gospel is for those who are poor in heart.
也就是要给那些真的是他认为他不足，他很什么都没有，他是。在社会上是被人家遗弃的人，这个时候是他来到神面前一个主要原因。
And so a lot of time the gospel is for those who are poor in spirit, those who are neglected or looked down upon and who are forgotten by the world.
所以神主耶稣基督来是要来招罪人，是要把这个福音给那些贫穷的。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ came to the world to for the sinners and to give this gospel to the poor.
其实我们今天在社会上，我们跟这些富有人比起来，我们真的是什么都没有。
And if we compare ourselves to the rich men in this world, we are really have nothing.
但是其实我们在神面前其实又是很富有的人。
But on the contrary, in the eyes of God, we are very rich.
哦，因为这世上的财富其实是即将过去的。
Because the wealth in this world will one day pass away.
所以其实我们今天如果有一个很谦卑的心情，我们来到神面前，我们就会得到神的怜悯。
And so today, if we come before the Lord with a humble heart, then we will receive His mercy.
然后他这里一直强调说，那个主人怎么样会施怜悯给他的仆人呢？那这一件事情就好像这个神呢，神一定会施怜悯给那来祈求他的人。他用这样一个对比。来等候神的帮助。
And here it used the analogy of how the master will always give mercy to his servant, and so likewise, our God will always give mercy to those who wait upon him.
所以今天我们如果心理上我们有需要，就是我们来到神面前的一个动力。
And so if we have needs in our heart, and that is the motivation for us to come before the Lord.
一个人如果心里面觉得很忧伤。
And today, if you feel very sorrowful in your heart,
那我们要去从哪里得帮助呢？
And where can we give get help from?
人的帮助其实上是没有办法帮助的。
A help from man is really mean nothing.
所以依靠神的才是真的最好的。
And so relying on God's help is the best way.
所以圣经里面有一句话说，倚赖神的胜过倚赖王子。
And so in the Bible, there's a saying that say relying on God is better than relying on prince.
那人的帮助其实是枉然的。
And man's help or support is really in vain.
那个在诗篇后面130几篇那里就有这样的一句话了哈。
It's recorded in the later part of Psalm 130.
那我们从第123篇就看到说，今天我们想要来见神呢，很重要，就是我们一定会觉得我们靠自己是没有办法，靠别人也靠不住了。
And so in Psalm 123 gives us an important pointer that when we come before the Lord, we need to feel this need that only God can help us.
这个都在提到人的苦啊。
And this also mentioned a person's affliction.
我们现在再看126篇。
Let's now turn to Psalm 126.
126篇。
Psalm 126.
他提到今天我们人要朝见神的需要第三个部分。
And so this is the third reason why we need to come before the Lord.
第一节说，当神将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream.
你看这一篇很显然是神让被掳的百姓重新归回。
And so from this passage, we know that the Lord had brought back the captivity.
当他说这个事情发生了以后，他们说好像要做梦一样啊。
You say after this thing happened, it just like a dream. They were not able to believe it.
那第二节就说我们满口喜笑满舌欢呼的时候，他说外邦人就有人说了神为他们行了大事。
Verse 2, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing, and they said among the nations the Lord has done great things for them.
神果然为他们行了大事。
And indeed God has done great things for them.
所以有时候你看我们在这个世界上，有时候我们好像是被这个世界掳去一样的。
And sometimes we are like just like the captive in this world.
很多时候我们会觉得人在这个社会上好像身不由己。
It seems like we have no control over things in this life.
因为在这个社会里面，我们随着这个社会的潮流，这个社会的法令在生活。
Because we live in this world according to its law and rules and regulations.
就好像我们今天学生受完教育之后，他出去找工作。
And just like today, after once go through their education, they will go out to the world to find a job.
我们拼命的去得到一个好的学位能够找到一份好工作。
We work hard to get a good degree and to find a good job.
你就赚了很多的收入。
Then you earn a lot of income.
那赚了很多收入之后，今天如果我们没有去投资，没有去买房子，你就被扣很多税。
And now we realize that if we do not, after we earn a lot of money, if we do not invest in a house or other investment, then you'll have to pay a lot for tax.
所以很自然的，在这个社会里面，我们当我定了收入的时候，我们就会去拥有很多财产。
So very naturally, when we have high income, we'll also accumulate a lot of assets.
那有这些财产之后，我们就要花心思去照顾它了。
And when we have these assets, we have to spend time to take care of it.
然后我们很多的时间就被这些事情占据了。
And those things will take a lot of our time.
然后慢慢的我们会发现说，我们在这个社会里面生活，其实我们变得很忙碌，我们的心变得很乱。
Gradually, we feel that when we live in this world, we become very busy, and our heart is very unpeaceful.
就算我们想要过一个很简单的生活，好像我们的大环境是不允许我们这样做。
Even if we want to live a simple life, but our environment will not allow us to do so.
那所以很自然的，我们会发现现在年轻人越来越忙。
And so we'll find out that the youth today they are getting more and more busy.
因为我们的这个社会就是让我们处在这样一个动态里面，让我们每一个人都是这样子忙碌的。
Because that's the society we live in, and that is the pace of life.
那就好像我们今天活在这个世界， 不知不觉的被这个社会掳去了。
Just so when as we are living in this world, we feel like we are being held captive.
有时候，如果我们没有谨慎去反省我们的生活的目标，我们真的就会价值观念、人生观念就跟这个社会啊跟着走了。
If we are not careful, then our value system and our thoughts will go along with the trend of the world.
那当我们被掳去以后，被这个世界掳去以后，我们就没有自由了。
When we are taken captive by the world, then we lost our freedom.
所以你看这个。被掳的人，他现在如果能够来能蒙神的恩典来朝见神的时候，哎，他就会有一个新的开始。
So we see in this psalm that as the person come back from captivity, when he is able to come and see God, his heart is filled with joy.
当我们愿意来朝见神的时候
，when we are willing to come before the Lord,
我们就可以从这个被掳状态里面被释放。
Then we shall set ourselves free from this captivity.
我们会经历神为我们行的大事。
And we will experience the great things that God had done for us.
所以我们现在看第四节。
So let's read verse 4.
主啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。
Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
这个被掳的人就好像那个干旱，河水断流，已经没有水了，所以河水断流了。
Those that are being captive is just like a stream that is out of flow.
那被掳人归回。就好像他现在重新得到自由，就如同这个干旱的大地，现在以甘霖降下来，这个河水就复流，一切又生机盎然，又欣欣向荣。
And so when they are back from their captivity, it's as if the streams have flow again, and the water is keep flowing again. It's the end of the drought, and everything went back to normal.
所以你看，当我们如果感觉到我们在这个世界上好像。一直在这个挣扎当中被这个世界影响的时候就是我们今天一定要回到神面前来寻求解决的时候了
So when it is time for us that we feel we're always struggling living in this world then that is the time for us to come back to God
当我们愿意来朝见神的时候我们就会经历神的恩典临到让这个河水复流让我们重新得到生命力
When we are able to come before the Lord then we'll realize that the streams of blessings will once again flow and our life is rejuvenated
那所以朝见神这个过程就好像现在第五节说了流泪撒种的必欢呼收割
and so to come back from captivity to come before the Lord is just like what was mentioned that those who sow in tears shall reap in joy
第六节说那带种流泪出去的、啊、必要欢欢乐乐地带禾捆回来。
Verse 6 says, He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seeds for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.、
啊、所以我们今天来朝见神。
And today when we come before the Lord,
其实就是我们付出我们应当要有的行为
that is
行动了。
That is the rightfully action that we need to take.
因为我们被掳去，其实这个过程是很让我们很伤心的。
And for us, being taken captive is something that causes us sorrow.
因为有时候我们人无助的时候，我们对神失落信心，很自然的我们就跟着这个社会走了。
And so when we are helpless, sometimes when we lost our faith in God, it's very easy for us to go with the flow of the world.
但是当我们愿意来到神面前
，But when we are willing to come before the Lord,
我们就要欢呼说，我们要重新得到这个自由的果实。
Then we said that we want to once again taste this freedom from God.
我们那个被禁锢的那个心灵重新得到欢乐。
And our heart that were dried out now once again find joy.
在这个世界里面，我们很难得到真正的喜乐。
In this world, it's very hard for us to find true joy.
但是在神面前，我们可以真的满足。
But when we come before the Lord, we will truly be satisfied.
所以今天我们来朝见神。
So today when we come before the Lord,
就是让我们这个我们的心重新啊得到自由，才从在真理里面被释放。
It will bring us freedom once again, and we are being set free.
让我们看明什么是真正的重要，什么是重点呢
？And we can see clearly what is really important and what is what we need to focus on.
我们人生的目标在哪里
？Where is the goal of our life?
什么是我们人生真正的意义？
What is the true meaning of our life?
我们不是为了这个工作来生活的。
We do not live for our work.
我们的目标是为主活着。
Our goal is to live for Christ.
工作是帮助我们在这个社会当中，在这段生命里面 能够发挥出神给我们这个生命的意义。
Our work is only a mean that help us to bring out the meaning of life as we live in this world.
我们可以借着接触人，能够把这个福音散布。
And through our interaction with other people, we can spread the gospel.
借着我们工作上所得的这些知识才能，能够应用在神的教会里，在神的圣工上。
And through the skills and the talents that we learn at work, we can use it to prosper God's church and to do holy work.
所以最后每个人都可以欢欢乐乐的带着神所给我们这些果实回来朝见神。
At the end, we all of us can come with joy and bring the sheaf with us.
我们现在看129篇。
And next, let us look at Psalm 129.
这就是另外一个他们来朝见神的原因。
And this is another reason why they come before the Lord.
第一节说，以色列当说，从我幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害我。
And verse 1 said, many a time they have afflicted me from my youth, let Israel now say.
第二节，从我幼年以来，敌人屡次苦害我，却没有胜了我。
Verse 2, many a time they have afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me.
这里在一直在提到这个敌人，从我幼年以来，这个敌人就一直在害我，想要打倒我。
Here is mentioned the enemies who continue on afflicting them from their youth and try to win against it.
但是这个敌人都没有，还没有胜过我。
But they have not prevailed yet.
因为神是公义的，神会帮助的。
Because God is just and God will help me.
第三节他来描述这个敌人是怎么样来伤害他。
And from verse 3, it mentions how the enemies try to hurt him.
但是神他一定他说他要砍断恶人的绳索，神是公义的，他要帮助我们解脱这个困境。
Verse 4, the Lord is righteous, he has cut in pieces the cord of the wicked, so God will definitely help us.
那今天我们有没有什么敌人是我们从幼年以来一直跟着我们的？
So nowadays, do we have an enemy that is continuously provoking us since our youth?
其实我们今天有时候这个敌人，最大的敌人往往是我们自己本身。
And sometimes the greatest enemies is ourselves.
我们自己的情欲，我们的个性。
Our own emotions, our feelings, and our personality.
所以我们有时候我们这个力量很有限，我们会被我们这个不好的习惯，我们的这情欲害得很苦。
And because we are have limited strength, a lot of time, our desires have caused us a lot of suffering.
但我们今天都还能够存活，还到这个地步，我们都还能够来到神面前，我们感谢主。
But thank God, today we're still living, and we have still able to come before the Lord.
那这个敌人，另一个角度来看，也有可能是这个属灵的恶者。
And so, from another perspective, these enemies can also refer to the evil one.
所以这个魔鬼他机心处虑的，就是要打倒我们的。
And Satan have spent a lot of time and effort trying to bring us down.
我们的信仰本身就是一种属灵的征战。
Our faith itself is a spiritual war.
我们要来亲近神。
We want to come closer.
但是敌人就是要抵挡。
But the enemies will try to obstruct us.
我们要在教会里面和睦。
We want to have harmony and peace in church.
这个魔鬼就是要让教会纷争。
But Satan continuously try to cause dissension.
所以这样的一个仇敌他说从幼年以来，他说屡次的想要来害神的选民，要害神的教会。
And it says here that the enemies, since their youth, have tried to win over and try to bring down God's people.
这样一个受苦的状态，驱使人能够到神面前，想要能够得到神的帮助。
And so this kind of affliction had indeed caused people to want to come before the Lord to ask for His help.
今天如果我们觉得我们自己本身被对我们自己很无力、很无助。我们没办法胜过自己很多的缺点。
And so today, if we feel that we are very helpless and weak, and we are not able to win against our own desire,
我们唯一的出路就是来到神面前。
The only way out is to come before the Lord.
来朝见神，来得到神帮助。
To come to see God and ask for His help.
因为神要为我们行大事。
Because God will do great things for us.
要帮助我们胜过这个仇敌。
He will help us overcome our enemies.
所以仇敌最后一定不能向我们夸胜的。
And so enemies will not boast against us.
所以在属灵这个天国路程上面，我们自己的情欲、魔鬼的仇敌的攻击，我们都可以胜过。
And in our journey of faith, all our own desires and all attack from Satan's, we can overcome all of those.
我们再看第132篇。
And let us now look at Psalm 132.
132篇，这一篇是最长的诗，上行诗。
132 is the longest song of ascent.
它一共有十八节。
And altogether there were 18 verses.
这里一开头第一节说：“主啊，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。”
The first verse said, "Lord, remember David and all his afflictions."
要纪念大卫，大卫他是神所高立的王啊。
We need to remember David, who was the anointed king.
他是一个合神心意的人。
He is a man after God's heart.
可是他遭遇了很多很多的苦难。
But he encountered a lot of afflictions.
所以他这里说：“主啊，求你纪念大卫跟他受一切的苦难。”他怎么样的啊？他说他怎么样向神起誓，向大能者许愿啊？这个神啊，你都知道的。
And says, Lord, remember David and all his affliction, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob.
这里的苦难，这里的苦难让人愿意来到锡安朝见神，为什么呢？
And so these afflictions cause someone to want to come to Zion to come before the Lord. Why is that?
我们可以从历史里面看到很多大卫他受的苦啊。
And from history, we see that David went through a lot of afflictions.
但其实大卫他最后在这里面这一篇里面所讲的苦，就是他发现说，哎，神的那个约柜竟然没有地方可以放。这件事情对他来说是最大的苦。
And from this chapter, we can see that the greatest affliction for David is when he saw that the ark of God had no place to dwell.
第四，我们直接看第三节。
First three.
他说：“我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。”第四节。
Verse four.
我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。第五节。
Verse five.
只等我为主寻得居所。为雅各的大能者寻得居所。那从 这几节我们就看到大卫他当时候的苦，就是眼睁睁的看着神的约柜流落地其他地方。 他在神的事情上，他觉得我怎么可以让神的这个殿变成这个样子，或者是还没有被建成，这样一个心里的痛苦了。
And so the affliction for David here is that he saw the ark of God had no place to be put because they didn't have a temple yet for it.
他 很在意的要为神的约柜找到一个安置之所。
He wanted very much to find a dwelling place for the ark of God.
他就是他的最关心的重点就是神国度的荣耀。
And so his emphasis and his focus is the glory of the kingdom of God.
好，他很希望说神的国度里面这个约柜有地方，祭司每一个人都站在神的律法来执行神的救恩，让所有的百姓都一起得到欢呼喜乐。
What he wanted to see for the ark of God to dwell in the temple and the priest to serve in the temple and the people of God receiving joy.
让众人都可以得到人的救恩，然后每一个人都可以得到满足啊。
And so the people will receive salvation and everyone shall be satisfied.
那所以今天你看，我们如果是会关心教会的。
And today, if we are one who concerned about our church,
我们会关心神国的荣耀。
We will concern about the glory of the kingdom of God.
我们一定会来到神的殿里面来朝见神。
Then we will definitely come before the Lord in his holy temple.
有时候我们往往会关心我们自己胜过关心神。
And a lot of time we concern more about ourselves than we concern about God.
我们会觉得说，哎，我不方便啊，我时间没办法配合，所以我没办法来教会。
Feel that it's an inconvenience and I cannot find time to come to church.
但是如果我们的心有像大卫关心神的家这样的一个苦啊，那这样子我们一定会早早快快的来到神的殿里面来。
But if we have the same heart as David and we see that this as an affliction, then we will hurriedly come to the temple of God.
其实有时候我们简单的来到神的教会来聚会就是一个很重大的工作了。
And in a simple way, coming to God, the chapel, coming to church to worship God is a great deed.
你看当我们的会堂如果是空空的，聚会的时候人是空空的。
If we come to see our chapel, if during service time, it's pretty much empty.
那我们这个时候，我们在说我们的救恩很好，我们可以在这里可以享受神的这个恩典。这些信心软弱的人或者是外邦人，他没办法了解说你们在讲什么。
If we tell people that our salvation is very good, and we, when we come to church, we receive joy, then to those who are weak in faith, or even to our truth seeker friend, they might not be able to understand what you're talking about.
如果这个教会真的很好，这个救恩是唯一得救的。
If this church is good and your truth is the only truth that will lead to salvation.
为什么我们自己的信徒是三三两两不会很热烈的想要来参加聚会呢？
Why is it our members does not seem to be very enthusiastic in coming to attend the service?
所以有时候我们要看到神的荣耀问题啊，那我们会发现说我们没有办法尽这一份责任的时候，我们会心里觉得很难过。
And so when in the matters of the glory of the kingdom of God, sometimes when we feel we are not able to give our full effort, then we'll feel affliction in our heart.
所以让我们一起来关心神的家。
So let us all come together to care for God's house.
我们一定会想要来到神的面前来朝见神。
And we all would want to come before the Lord to see him.
好，当我们看到这些需要，
When we see all these needs,
因为从这一上行诗的这五组里面，我们就看到这不同的层面的需求。
And for the five sections of the Song of Ascents, we see a lot of different needs.
一开始是我们个人嘴唇的问题。
The beginning, it was the matter of our lips.
那渐渐的进到这个属灵里面的这个看到仇敌的攻击。
And gradually we move into the spiritual world when we see the attack from our enemies.
然后最后看到神国的荣耀问题。
And the end, we see the problem or the needs for the kingdom of glory of the kingdom of God.
那所以当我们越接近神的时候，我们所看到的重点就越属灵了。
So when we draw closer to God, the things that we are able to see is more spiritual.
所以我们在读这一组诗篇的时候，我们一定要用心去体会。作者他所表达的这个意境。
So as we are reading this psalm, we need to understand the reason behind the author to write so.
都愿意一起用欢呼喜乐的心情来朝见神。
So that we all can come with a joyful heart and praises to God.
我们来看最后来看诗篇八十四篇。
And lastly, let's turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇八十四篇第五节。
Psalm 84, verse 5.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人便为有福。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
第六节，他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
As they passed through the valley of Baca, they made it a spring, and the rain also covers it with pools.
第七节，他们行走，力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
第八节，主万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的神啊，求你留心听。
Verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
愿我们都能够行走，力上加力，到锡安来朝见神。
May we all gain strength upon strength and come to Zion to see God.
愿我们祷告都能够蒙神垂听。
May our prayers be listened by God.
现在唱诗。
Let us all sing him
359首
359